Business groups ask feds to suppress critics of transgenderism. By Neil Monroe on October 4, 2022. Three trade groups want the federal government to crack down on public criticism of their growing business in selling medical services to transgender children and youths. The demand for federal suppression of misinformation comes amid growing evidence that medical groups have inflicted irreversible harm and trauma on their young customers. The letter was also sent a year after a progressive-run K-12 school association asked the federal government to similarly shut down public criticism of pro-transgenderism policies in K-12 schools. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the Children's Hospital Association described the public criticism as attacks in their unsigned October 3 letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice. "We write to urge you to investigate the organizations, individuals, and entities coordinating, provoking, and carrying out bomb threats and threats of personal violence against children's hospitals and physicians across the U.S. The attacks are rooted in an intentional campaign of disinformation, where a few high-profile users on social media share false and misleading information targeting individual physicians and hospitals, resulting in a rapid escalation of threats, harassment, and disruption of care across multiple jurisdictions." The business groups also want technology companies to shut down the protests, criticism, and debates that curb their business. "Our organizations have called on technology companies to do more to prevent this practice on digital platforms, and we now urge your office to take swift action to investigate and prosecute all organizations, individuals, and entities responsible." The letter does not provide details of the attacks, nor any details about claimed threats, violence, or crimes, nor does it admit Americans have a right to criticize their business. However, it does claim, in one hospital, a new mother was prevented from being with her preterm infant because the hospital's neonatal intensive care unit was on lockdown due to a bomb threat. The medical groups say they provide gender-affirming health care, based on the claims that the young patients have an internal gender identity that is somehow psychologically incompatible with their male or female body. For example, the groups earn money by removing the breasts of troubled teenage girls amid the turmoil of puberty and social pressures. The fast-growing transgender industry is under increasing investigation by medical professionals, parents, the public, and young people who have detransitioned from a claimed transgender status. Also, several countries in Europe, the United Kingdom and Sweden, for example, have curbed the use of transgender treatments on children because of poor medical outcomes. Amid the new oversight and the growing threat of lawsuits, the trade group for transgender surgeons and doctors has dropped plans to set minimum age rules for the use of hormones and surgery on children's bodies. Surveys show that the vast majority of children accept their male or female body after puberty. Many of the youths who claim transgender status also grow up to be gays or lesbians. The public sharply opposes the use of irreversible medical interventions on children. Just 10% of respondents in an April 2022 poll said children should be allowed to get surgery or hormone treatments without approval from their parents. In contrast, 60% said they should not be able to undergo hormone treatment or gender transition surgery until they are adults. Prior surveys show that young people who try to change their male or female sex almost eliminate their chances of romance and marriage. The transgender issue is an issue in the 2022 elections. For example, the American Principles Project is paying for campaign aides to undermine Democratic candidates who support the transgender ideology.